Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with the man himself, Lachlan Bryan. How are you, mate?
I'm really good, Ben. How are you?
Mighty, mighty fine. Now, I tell you what, we've gone to a lot of the same events. We've gone to a lot of the same festivals. And you were one of those people that just happens to be in the opposite space to me at all of these places. I mean, this is the first time we've actually had a proper chance to catch up, which is really, really great because as a musician, you are making some fantastic waves courtesy of the work that you're doing. I think that's a really exciting place to be in.
It is exciting. As a musician, you just want to be working all the time, I guess. And we're lucky that we do a kind of work that is exciting to do and hopefully exciting for other people to experience.
Well, I think it's also really good, or your work in particular, because I think it's so creatively driven as opposed to being genre-based. You know, there's a lot of artists that sort of snugly fit into country or blues or folk, but I see your work as almost transcending genre and just being about the work itself. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm glad you say that. I guess how I feel about it in a way answers your question in that I don't think too much about genre. I love a whole lot of different music and I feel driven to make a whole lot of different music. It is generally focused around, like, there is a country link, I guess, to most of it, but I'm never really worried too much about, I don't think too much about what's going to be commercially successful or you know, what I think people are gagging to hear. I just make the music that comes out, and I'm fortunate that people seem to like it and run with it.
Well, you know, and I think that comes down to that integrity as an artist of going, well, this is what I hear for this song. This is where I hear it going. And then when you get into the studio, to allow that creativity to fully manifest.
Well, I'm lucky too. I've been surrounded by, I can't take all the credit for that. I've been surrounded by, you know, good people and good musicians and people that have actually let me do that, I guess. You know, no one has really tried to control me too much, and that's probably a good thing, because I'd probably be quite hard to deal with if I did.
Now, let's have a quick chat about black coffee. How do you have your coffee normally?
I have it black, and I've just had one right now, as a matter of fact. I just sculled it before I spoke to you.
Nice. Are you a coffee snob?
Well, I am a bit, actually, and I used to joke, because I come from Melbourne, and I used to joke that you couldn't get good coffee outside of Melbourne, but that's absolute rubbish, because I've had great coffee in Tamworth, I've had great coffee in Queensland. There are lots and lots and lots of places I think generally in Australia we have great coffee. Now it's a little bit harder in the USA to get a good coffee, but in Australia you're
What's
pretty
wrong
safe
with Starbucks?
Everywhere you go. Well, you know what? It's funny you say that, because that's a last resort over here. But yeah. In America, it's probably your best chance of getting a good coffee.
Well, I've got to say, when I was in the States, it was consistent.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I am a coffee snob, but I moved from Brisbane to Melbourne, thinking life is going to be so much simpler. Melbourne has the best coffee in Australia, and we'll be fine to find a decent coffee anywhere. And it actually turns out that I was wrong. Melbourne does have a lot of great coffee, but it's just like every other city in Australia, I think, anyway. You've got to know where to go. You've got to know where they're making great coffee and where they actually put that time, energy and passion into getting the perfect cup.
Well, I think you can usually tell when you go into the cafe that the bigger the beard of the guy making the coffee, the better chance there is that you're going to get a good one. I think that's generally the rule. I never trust getting a coffee from anyone that looks too clean.
Yeah, okay, good point. And by that definition, I am very keen to have a coffee at ZZ Top's place.
Yeah, I'm sure they would do a great coffee.
You know what? I reckon they would too. Zach Brown does great coffee. And he's got an exceptional beard. He also does really nice beer as well, but that's a whole nother story. The coffee passion, I think, links in beautifully with music, and I think it also somehow fits with the style of who you are as well. You know, I think the title Black Coffee, I think, is just absolutely perfectly fitting, especially now I know you're a closet coffee snob. So how
did... maybe.
So how did the title come about?
Well, it's I guess the title came from the song, you know. It's funny giving albums a title because some of my favourite albums have titles that are nothing to do with any of the songs. But I think there's two places you usually look. You either look at the song titles or you look at or the lyrics of the songs. And my last album, Shadow of the Gun, that was a lyric from one of the songs. And this time around, I was looking at the songs and I had a few different ideas. And I guess I ended up going with a title that was a song title that summed up the album the most. And you know, for me, this album's a little bit different in that it's probably a little bit more uplifting, a little bit more up-tempo than the previous album I made. And I felt like Black Coffee... And it's also a bit of a road album. And for some reason, the idea of Black Coffee being the central theme just worked for me, and today's no different. I'm on the road. I'm on the road doing shows with Elise Simmons, and we started a day with a coffee because there was a gig last night, and what you need to get on an 8-hour drive to Adelaide is a bit of a perk up, and I guess maybe the album feels like a bit of a perk up for me. So the coffee title worked in.
And I think coffee also works hand in hand with deep conversation and philosophy as well. And I think there's a measured dose of that within your music as well. Now, Black Coffee is, of course, a song from the album, which is also titled Black Coffee. Can you tell me the story behind the song itself and the writing of the song Black Coffee?
Okay, I wrote most of these songs after I'd been in America last year. I did a long tour there toward the end of last year, and I came back and it was just time to start again and get a whole bunch of songs together and a new album. And all the songs did come together rather quickly. Black Coffee particularly, I'd been thinking about, I guess I wanted to write a song that was down the lines of some of my favourite kind of folk and blues artists, like old guys like Mississippi John Hurt and these kind of guys that were famous in the 40s and 50s, but to me, you know, I've really recently discovered their music. And I started mucking around on the guitar and I started thinking about my grandfather who had actually passed away last year, and I realised that it was probably him and my dad that introduced me to coffee originally, I've never really written a song about my family or anything like that, and I found that when I started writing this song, it was a way to hide sort of family themes in there and get give people an idea or get myself a chance to express an idea of what my grandfather meant to me and the kind of advice he gave. He was a pretty he was a tough kind of guy in some ways. He was essentially a businessman, I guess, and he was, you know, quite a deep thinker and everything. But he also was pretty tough with his advice. So I guess this gave me a chance to write about him, and so the song came together quite quickly. I took a bit of creative license here and there because I never think songs should be 100% the truth. But it's a pretty good summation of my relationship with him.
Well, I think it's a great song, and now that I've heard the story behind it, I love it even more. I think it is absolutely brilliant, and a great way to kick off a fantastic album. Black Coffee is available absolutely everywhere you get good music, and of course online. Thank you so much, Lachlan Bryan.
Thanks, great to talk to you.
My grandfather, he's long gone, but I do recall him well. He taught me to drink coffee black as pitch and hot as hell, and for that I am eternally obliged, for it gets me down the highway through the night. Well, even though he's long gone, he left some good advice. He said I need to learn the difference between a lover and a wife. and always leave before it's time to go, and take a strong black coffee for the road. Black coffee, black coffee, black coffee from my favorite cup. Well, I can't seem to ever get enough. And he said to me, my boy, believe these words I say are true. If you wed that black-haired woman, she will make a fool of you. Well, I think she did it just to prove him right, but I won't let that woman ruin my life. For one day I will depart from here like a bolt out of the blue. No more hanging round her kitchen like I've been inclined to do. And every man, he must find himself alone. Me, I'm just black coffee, skin and bones. Black coffee, black coffee, black coffee from my favorite cup. Well, I can't seem to ever get enough. No sugar, mama, and I don't need no cream. You take it like a man when there's black coffee in your jeans. A sister, won't you pass it down the line? Pardon me, sir, that black coffee is mine. Black coffee, black coffee, black coffee from my favorite cup. Well, I can't seem to ever get enough. Well, I can't seem to ever get enough.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.